Within the next year, marijuana taxes will start arriving in Washington state coffers. But how much money can the state realistically expect to take in from legal recreational pot sales? Washington's revenue forecaster recently unveiled his first estimate, but the numbers may be a bit hazy. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
You know how weather forecasters like historic models? Well, so do revenue forecasters. But since legalizing and taxing recreational marijuana has never been done before, there are no historic models. And that's made Washington's revenue forecaster, Steve Lurch,
a bit reluctant or a bit uncomfortable to forecast.
But Lurch recently took the plunge, and he now officially forecasts Washington can expect to take in $157 million in the next two-year budget cycle. Pat Oglesby runs a think tank in North Carolina that focuses on marijuana taxes. He cautions those numbers are bound to change.
You've got so many uncertainties. You've got what's going to happen with the medical market. What about bootleggers?
Even so, Oglesby thinks Washington is likely underestimating. He says, look at Colorado. It's predicting $134 million in pot taxes in just 1 year, a figure he thinks may be a bit, well, high. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.